This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Ready to go? Chickens?
They're a clucking.
Other animals? And action!
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Freaky Friday.
Oh, yes.
Steve Miggs, we're down a man.
We are. We lost Danny.
He's flying into Ann Arbor?
It's his first day of kindergarten.
It's his first day.
Yeah, he's going to Ann Arbor for a football game, right?
Yeah, yes, I believe celebrating a birthday, going to see the Lobos play in the Big House, which is very exciting.
So he's got a lot of family stuff going on, but he's also going to check out a college football game.
Yes.
Which you're right. It's at the Big House. That's going to be, I mean, I don't think his team's going to do much, but
it's like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We're very excited for him. If anything goes wrong this morning, it's 100% my fault. So,
oh, I was going to say, just email Danny V and say, why you a slacker?
Yeah,
and that's
real.
It. Don't give any context or say, why you a slacker?
But I hope he has a wonderful time. I want to hear all about the big football games. Football games away are so much fun.
Do you ever have is there a place that you want to go to go see a sporting event?
Oh, my gosh. That's a really great question. I mean, I've never been to, like, Fenway or Wrigley Field. I feel like some of those, you know, those are like next level, you know? What about you?
I've been to Fenway. I've seen some games there. It's awesome, but it's an old ballpark. And it's cool because you do feel the history there. But when you sit down in your seat to watch the game, you realize rather quickly that when they built this stadium, I think people were a little bit slimmer.
Oh, my. So they haven't, like, updated the seating?
I mean, I don't know if they have. They were just, dude, the section that we were in, at least, man, when you sat down, it was snug. It was a struggle to get back out of that seat, which
just
was crazy.
Packing them in like sardines.
And I've also been to Wrigley Field.
Oh, you're just bragging now.
That one, I didn't get to see a game, but I think I might have seen something even more awesome. It was a wiffle ball tournament they were doing, a celebrity wiffle ball tournament. We went for a radio convention, and I was like, man, I just want to go see a game at Wrigley Field. Very hard to get to a game.
Sure.
Just because it's always sold out, and it's a pretty penny. I wasn't willing to spend that kind of money. But one day they were just having a random celebrity wiffle ball game. And I'm like, you know what? It's not that expensive. And then at least I get to go inside of Wrigley Field.
Yes.
And it was cool because it was a nice day. So we're sitting outside. Didn't realize that this celebrity wiffle ball game, which I didn't even know most of the celebrities, but the main celebrity, Bill freaking Murray.
What?
And he was wearing like an old school Chicago Cubs jersey and pants, and it was ridiculous. Didn't get close enough to him to get like a picture or anything like that, but it was still freaking cool that here we are at Wrigley Field watching Bill Murray manage a wiffle ball team.
That is just delightful.
So stupid.
You ready for the Daily Mix download?
You know it.
Let's do it.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today's the day for you there, Taryn Daly, because I know you know the words and I sure as hell don't. Ooh. But happy National Chop Suey Day.
Why'd you leave the keys up on the table? Here you go, creating unavailable.
You wanted to.
Grab a brush and put a little makeup.
You wanted to. That's all I got.
You really did good, Steve.
Oh, I knew the you wanted to part. Thank you so much. Hey, you know who didn't maybe do good? I don't know. The jury's still out. The Seattle Seahawks. They unveiled their new rivalry jerseys yesterday. It seems like, if you go on social media, that overwhelmingly people hate the jersey.
Oh,
I don't know if I'm going to grow to like it. I started to hate it less as the day went along. But I think it was because I got to see more pictures and more up-close stuff. And it is cool. It's got a lot of nice little Easter eggs to the fans. It's supposed to represent like how loud the team gets. The color scheme, it does give off vibes of the Oregon Ducks, gives off vibes of the Philadelphia Eagles, gives off vibes of the New York Jets.
It's a little identity crisis over
but
there.
The players seem to like it. In fact, here's Sam Bradford, Sam Darnold.
Yes.
Sam Bradford, sorry, brain's not working. Leonard Williams and Jordan Love reacting to the new jerseys.
I think just the details. I think the 12s and the numbers, and then the color. I think the color looks great.
I remember the all gray uniforms that Seattle used to wear, and when I got traded here, I never got a chance to wear them. But also the helmet. I love the shine on the helmet, and the face mask looks tough with it.
Well, I think I just love the base color, the gray. I think it looks super sharp. I like just the detail of it. I mean, the little 12 inside the numbers is like, I mean, it's perfect for, you know, our city, our fans.
But more importantly, what does Coach Mike McDonald think about it?
Oh.
He was asked during the press conference, and he had this to say.
Look, if you're asking me for fashion advice, you're asking the wrong guy.
I love Mike Coach.
McDonald. Coach McDonald was on a tear yesterday during the press conference. Real quick, somebody asked him a question. I don't even know what the question was. Some people thought that the reporter asked something about, like, how do you rank up against the other teams in the NFC West. It's hard to understand the question, but listen to Coach Mike's reaction to this.
Bro, I really don't care. I don't care. I just care where we're at. It's not trying to be a chotch, but just don't care.
What the hell is a chotch?
I don't know.
I just love this. This
like
is
a
like
a made up word.
I feel like we're going to be using this sound drop quite a bit in the future.
Yeah. Bro, I really don't care.
Yeah, I don't care either. As far as weather?
Bro, I really don't care.
We're hitting a high of 79 degrees today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
A man by the name of Michael Jones was the coach of Travis Kelce back in high school on the football field.
I really
field.
Don't care.
We found him, and we're going to talk to him about Travis and Taylor and more at 620.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Rockaholics, it is the engagement heard around the world. Everybody is talking about Travis and Taylor, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Yes.
And we found someone from Travis's past that we're very excited to talk to. It's the former coach of Cleveland Heights High School, Michael Jones. Good morning, coach.
Good morning. How y'all doing today?
Now, you're still the coach over there, right?
No. I'm just like a consultant coach now. So I'm out to pasture a little bit.
Oh, okay.
So, but I still teach here though.
And so you were the coach for Travis Kelce, but also Jason Kelce as well.
Exactly. Both of the Kelce boys.
Do we even dare ask who was more of a handful?
No, I think you can imagine that.
So how are you feeling right now with all this? I mean, this is insane, like, how much people are talking about this. It's a fun thing to see, like, you know, Travis Kelce proposed to Taylor Swift, but like, obviously you had a part in his growing up and molding him into the player that he is now. This has got to be surreal for you to see that he's, like, not just a pop culture football player icon, but, like, he's being talked about amongst the entire world.
It is amazing. It is amazing. We can't be even happy enough, you know what I mean, for this young man, because, you know, Travis has just steadily, you know, kept moving all his life. He's had a few stumbles, few bumps, but he has steadily grown as a young person, now as a full-grown man. And we're just excited for him. We're excited for him and his family and Taylor and her family.
So, Coach Jones, as you watch somebody, you know, kind of ascend to the professional athlete realm, that's pretty big for a small community. But then when they start dating the biggest pop star ever on the planet, how does that shift things in Cleveland, Ohio, and specifically at Cleveland Heights High School?
Well, it takes us to a whole nother level. You know, Travis is very well known for coming back to Cleveland Heights and Cleveland area. He has a lot of pride in this area. Taylor has been to this area several times just to see, you know, where his passion comes from. And so we're just excited around here. I mean, we're excited about anything that our young folks do, but this is, you know, this is the top right here.
So, Coach Jones, are you getting an invite to the wedding? Do you know yet?
I don't know yet. I tell you, I'm not going to turn it down if I do. I usually go where they ask me to be. You know, sometimes their mom or dad will call me and say, hey, we're going to be here. We're going to be there. So I try to make, you know, the spots that they would like for me to be at. So I'm hoping to, but if not, they have a whole lot of folks to invite, I'm sure.
But what in the world do you get them? Like, I feel like I'm in too much pressure. Like, I don't know what I could have. What can I afford that they would appreciate?
Exactly. I don't know. I think that your presence would just be enough.
We're talking to Michael Jones, who was Travis Kelce's football coach in high school. So, question for you. You've obviously seen him do some pretty cool things, collaborating with American Eagle and having a clothing line. He's had some really cool endorsements.
A podcast.
Podcast. What about Happy Gilmore 2, though? Did you watch Happy Gilmore 2, and what did you think of his performance?
I have watched it, and I've watched all his little, you know, acting debuts or what have you, and I think he's getting better, you know, and he's fun. You know, he's a fun guy, you know, so he's just going to continue to get better at what he does. Anything that he does, he's just a talented young man. And I think that, you know, the more he does, the better he'll get. And I think everybody just loved him and Happy Gilmore.
Coach, it's funny you say that, because I mean, that's like the thing that everyone always says, that Travis is such a nice guy this, nice guy that. And I got to experience it firsthand in the weirdest way. So when the Kansas City Chiefs played the Seahawks in a preseason game recently. I was fortunate enough to help out the Kansas City Chiefs radio team, and I held a microphone on the field. I held one of those big circular microphones, the parabolic microphones, and they had me situated right next to the Kansas City Chiefs bench. And a lot of people were like, what was your biggest takeaway? And I was like, watching Travis Kelce and how he was gassing up and pumping the tires of all the players that were struggling, fighting to get a spot on the team, like all the backup players. Every time a player came off the field, like, he was right there to kind of make them, you know, give them that support. And I'm like,
yes.
I left that game going, man, I get it why people say nothing but great things about Travis Kelce. He was such a good dude on the sidelines.
And he's a people person, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he's just a people person. He generally cares for folks and wants to see you do well. And he gets a lot of that from his parents. You know, his parents were awesome here at Cleveland Heights for us and as parents. But he's a people person. Travis has a little tight circle that they still with him from high school. I mean, every time I see him on TV or see him anywhere, I see some other Cleveland Heights people. You know, so
yeah.
He has a tight circle that he works with. But he is a people person. He's not shy. I know you can tell that. Not shy at all.
True.
He can speak to anybody and have a conversation with anyone.
Well, if you need a plus one for the wedding, I'm always here for you, man.
I appreciate that.
Coach Jones, thank you so much for chatting with us about Taylor and Travis getting engaged. It's so cool to just hear a little bit about, you know, where he comes from and his upbringing, and we're just so excited for the couple.
We appreciate you. We appreciate the opportunity, always.
Dude, it was a blast getting to chat with you, and have an awesome day.
You do the same. Thank you. Appreciate you both.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
The Daily Mix Show.
Big thanks to Coach Michael Jones for joining us, coach of the Kelce brothers back in their high school days. Pretty cool to say that he knew them before they became famous, you know? So what about you, Rockaholics? Who is someone that you grew up with or knew at one point that eventually saw fame in some way? Maybe they became a big rock star, a celebrity, a sports icon, or just went viral for something.
Maybe they were in the news for all the wrong reasons.
206-803-ROCK. Tell us your "I knew they were famous before" story. What is your "I knew them before they were famous" story? When did you know that somebody was maybe going to make it big, and eventually they did? They got famous. 206-803-ROCK.
Looking at some of the text messages, I like this one. I went to high school with the guys from MXPX. Never thought they would become as famous as they have.
Oh, that's rad.
And they're going to be doing a show at the Showbox in January.
January 10th, I do believe.
I have it in my calendar because I plan on going.
We're definitely going.
I don't remember the last time I seen MXPX live, and now that we've had those guys on quite a bit, and you know, Mike and Tom are just awesome dudes. I can't wait to see them. And I love their last record.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's going to be such a good night.
What about you?
Ooh, so there was a gal that was a couple years younger than me that went on to become the CEO of like a massive makeup company. I mean, they have like 750,000 followers on Instagram, and she is by far, I think, the most successful person that's ever graduated from Stanford High School. I mean, she's got to be rolling, Steve.
Would she remember you if let's just say if you were at the store and you walked right by her, would she remember you?
Probably not. I think she was my brother's year, so she'd probably remember my brother.
Oh, okay.
But she was a couple of years younger, so we were not in the same social circle.
Do you give him a hard time for not like getting to know her better?
Right? Like, we could have been millionaires. What were you thinking?
I think he could have been a millionaire. We could have been millionaires.
What about you?
Oh, you know, and it's funny because someone brought up a text that says, "I knew the bassist of Death Cab for Cutie. Really nice guy. Was shocked when I saw them on MTV.
Oh.
That one will forever be one of my favorite things. But when I first moved out here, I was playing in a band called Peter Parker. And that band, we had a practice space in South, like the Soto area of the southern downtown area, like kind of like right by the stadiums here in Seattle. And we shared a practice space at first with the band Harvey Danger.
Nice.
And that's how we kind of got to know them. And we would play a lot of shows with them. And then eventually another band moved into our practice space. There was three bands, and that band was Death Cab for Cutie.
That's insane.
And so I spent a lot of time getting to play shows with those guys, and they would open for us when they would come to Seattle because they were a Bellingham band, and we would go to Bellingham and then open for them in Bellingham. Next thing you know, they go on tour. Next thing you know, their album starts going crazy. And then next thing you know, I see them on the cover of Spin Magazine, and that just blew my mind. And they were all the greatest guys. It's like one of those group of guys where you're like, you just wanted them to be successful because they were good dudes.
What a cool thing to get to watch.
Absolutely.
Our number is 206-803-ROCK, and our question is, What is your I knew them before they were famous story? We're just going to answer this call and see who it is. Hello, where are you calling from and who are you?
My name is Nikki and I'm calling from my car.
All right, what's up, Nikki? Who'd you know before they became famous?
Robert Parrish, the 20-year NBA basketball veteran.
So did you go to school with him?
Yes, went to college with him.
And how was he in college? Did you spend much time? Because some of those athletes, they were like the rock stars of the campus.
Rob was so quiet and unassuming, incredibly nice guy, but very, very shy as well. So he didn't go around strutting his immense talent. He was just a very down-to-earth, humble guy, and it was really a pleasure to just watch him blossom into such an NBA great. So, but boy, was he tall.
I was going to say, I mean, even though he's humble, I think everyone knows he's probably on the basketball team based on his height alone.
Did you? Yeah, 7 feet tall.
Jeez. Did you keep in touch with him at all over the years?
No. In fact, when the Sonics came to play, the last time I saw him was when the Celtics were playing the Sonics. Uh-huh. And so I asked, you know, hey, I brought my college yearbook because, you know, groupie. And I asked him to give it back to him to sign it. And he did. Which was cool, but no, I didn't get to see him. And I can understand why, you know, when you're that caliber player, you got everybody saying, oh, I knew him when. So I thought it made sense to bring the yearbook. So
that's awesome.
No.
Well, Ryan, yeah. Thanks for the call. Yeah,
thank you.
I do like this one text message that said, I dated a girl in college who ended up on The Bachelor. She was my wife's favorite contestant, which I thought was hilarious.
Oh, no.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve today? This man has a current record of 277 wins, 87 losses, and 73 ties in 2025. Call 206-803-ROCK right now if you would like to play Beat Migs at 650.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.